We're going to read in God's Word the words of institution of the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his own precious word for his name's sake. I'm not going to go down this passage, but I do want you to pay attention clearly and carefully to what it says. I'm not going to give a theology lecture, but I am going to say this to you. We are Calvinists. We are Presbyterians. And that means that there is a very real and a very particular doctrine of the Lord's table that we adhere to. You know that Martin Luther got this somewhat wrong. Martin Luther believed that when the Bible said something, he would take it very literally. In this case, this is my body. He took it, this is my body. Didn't believe in transubstantiation, but in some way the presence of the Lord was so real, was above it, underneath it, round about it. That's called consubstantiation. And he was wrong. Then there was the view of Ulrich Zwingli that has been largely adopted by evangelicals. And that is that these are mere symbols. This bread symbolizes the body. This cup symbolizes the blood. And that's an end of it. He also was wrong. John Calvin went to the very heart of the biblical truth. And this is what we have signed in our confession of faith. This bread remains bread. But never say it's just bread. It's not like the bread you have in your cupboard back home. This is bread that God has set aside at his divine command to represent the body of Christ. There's a big argument about the real presence of Christ. The Roman Catholics believe that he's real because this bread becomes his body, blood, tissue, sinew, deity, humanity, the whole person. That's not true. But nonetheless, faith overleaps the symbol and it sees Christ. Is Christ here or is he not? When we eat this bread, he says, this is my body. Sure, it's not transmuted into his body. But when you eat this body, that's what the flesh does. Faith goes beyond what is seen and it lights upon what is symbolized. That is Christ. Here this is the communion feast. Why do we call it a feast? Certainly not for the volume of the food. It's a feast because it's a feast of faith. And if I could put it this way, what the body does in eating bread, faith does in taking Christ. He calls about eating Him. It's coming to Him. It's believing in Him. It's taking Him. When you eat this bread, what do? Your body takes all the nourishment that it can from this bread. When you come by faith, you're taking all that is in Christ. Now, what is in Him? What does the bread symbolize? His humanity, His obedience, His body, His true humanity. We're taking all that's in that. This cup speaks of His blood, that blood of the everlasting covenant, that blood that purchased redemption, that blood that has all the power of God in it. When you drink the cup, faith overleaps the symbol. And it takes all that's in the blood of Christ. Now, is this what the Bible teaches? I think I can prove it is. You know, when you read about people or talk about people who eat and drink unworthily, we have come to believe that's somebody who maybe goes out, gets drunk on a Saturday night and comes to the Lord's table on Sunday morning. Well, that would be unworthy. But that's not what Paul's talking about. He says, not discerning the Lord's body. In other words, when you take this bread, sure, it's bread, remains bread. If you chemically analyzed it, it would still be what it was, bread. But if you do not discern the Lord's body, in other words, if you're stuck with what you can see with your eyes, feel with your fingers, taste with your tongue, that's where you're stuck. If faith does not overleap the symbol and you make the connection with the body of Christ, the true body of Christ, the true blood of Christ, if you don't discern the Lord's body, this is what he says is eating and drinking unworthily. So today, as we come to the Lord's table, I want you to think. This is a time to reflect. It's a time to give thanks. Let me read this to you as we come to pray. Samuel Davies, great American theologian and preacher, one of her best ever. He's the man who wrote the hymn, Great God of Wonders, one of the best hymns in the book. Well, Samuel Davies says, remember, verse 24, remember me. Do this in remembrance of me. Remember Him first with a penitent sense of our sins. Remember Him with an ardent love and gratitude for His dying love for us. Third, remember Him with a humble faith and confidence in the merit of His death to procure our acceptance with God. And finally, remember Him with a voluntary dedication of ourselves to Him and to His service forever. Remember Christ with a sense of our sin, with a love and gratitude for Him, with confidence in His merit, and with a consecration of our lives to Him. This is what it is to remember Christ. Now, I'm going to have to impose upon you a little today, because since I'm leading the service, I can only lead it the way I know to lead it. And therefore, we will do it this way. I'm going to call one of the elders to lead us in prayer, in thanksgiving, first of all, for the bread, which is the emblem of the body of Christ, in which He bore our sins on the tree. When that prayer has been made, the bread will be distributed. And I'd like you to hold the bread until all have been served, and then we will read the relevant scripture. And then in one single act of fellowship and communion, we will eat the bread in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we repeat that when we come to the cup. First then, let's bow together in a word of prayer. We give thanks first of all for the bread which speaks to us of the body, the sinless, spotless body and humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we pray, one of the elders here will lead us in prayer in thanksgiving for the bread.